Coast Radio News for Thursday, April 23rd, 2020. I'm George Henry. There have been 57 new cases of the coronavirus around the state, but a glitch in the reporting system on the Oregon Health Authority's website have left the overall numbers pending as they work to repair the problems. Lane County is moving into its fourth day with no new reported cases of COVID-19 and still holding steady at 48. This is good news for Lane County as the governor's proposal for allowing communities to reopen is based on positive data. If Governor Brown's proposal moves forward, counties that are experiencing a positive trend away from the pandemic will be able to ask permission on a case-by-case basis to reopen business and travel around the county. Rural communities such as Florence are gathering data to send to the state to be included in the governor's three-phase plan. Today was a deadline for much of that information required. City Manager Aaron Reynolds says they've been working to put together a packet which includes a survey that has been on the city's website. She says the city will follow the state and county's lead for reopening business. The Oregon Department of Transportation has asked that contractors working on the Revision Florence project redo some of the sidewalk ADA portions of the intersections. According to City Manager Aaron Reynolds, some of the grades were not up to ODOT specifications, and they are currently working to repair them. Reynolds says the correction will not come at a cost for the city, as the contract makes the contractor responsible for the work. Reynolds also said that the monument bases are now in place. The Department of Health and Human Services has awarded $2.6 million to Oregon for assisting rural hospitals around the state. The money will be funneled through the Oregon Health and Science University to support hospitals' capacity to fight the COVID-19 pandemic. No specific hospitals were mentioned in the release, but the money comes on the heels of Coos Bay's Bay Area Hospital's announcement that it will have to furlough 171 employees due to budget concerns. Businesses in Yahats are receiving relief from a heavenly source. The Yahats Community Presbyterian Church recently raised over $60,000 to help Yahats business community. Pastor Bob Barrett, along with others, raised the money in just 4 days and have already granted over $20,000 of it to local businesses. More grants are expected to be doled out, and business leaders are hoping that the city of Yahats will also use unspent tax revenue from motel and vacation rental taxes to boost local businesses. Travel was delayed along Highway 126 late yesterday morning as the Oregon State Police dealt with a rollover accident in the eastbound lane just west of the tunnel. The eastbound lane was closed for several hours and traffic was limited to one direction at a time. There was no indication of what caused the accident. ODOT had scheduled some tree removal from the highway just east of the tunnel, but there was no indication that it was a factor in the crash. Tree removal will continue from 8 to 5 today and for the next several weeks. That's Coast Radio News for Thursday, April 23rd, 2020.